the offensive zone. And we also talked about trying to get that puck away quick because we could trap their guys either getting back to the front of the net and or getting out to the point to try and block that. So good shot by Matt. We had people going to the net, and it's found its way through, and a big goal for us, obviously.
Did that hit something on the way in? Because I thought it went straight through. I thought Matt had told me after that it might have hit one of their players.
Might have just grazed him, but it doesn't look like it changes direction much. Similar to the goal they end up getting on Saturday night. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's a big goal for us. We didn't have a great period on the third period. You know, we just seemed on our heels a little bit at times, but that was a big goal and obviously got us into overtime.
I thought it was funny. Matt said after when all the players got together after the goal, he was asking, please tell me that didn't go off any of you guys before it went in. And everybody said no.
Well, he's a great kid. And, you know, he's a real good player. And, you know, hopefully that just, I remember when Sean Hanna really got his first and he got going up in Alaska. So hopefully this gets Matt going, and there's many more to come.
We got outshot 11-4 in that third period, Coach.
Yeah, they I think the attempts were the same. They blocked a few more shots. We shot wide, but they seemed to have a little more jump in that third period than we did.
All right, so we go to the overtime, tied 4-4, and wow, what a sequence at the end.
Hayden has got guys breaking to the net, and he lost control. Breakaway back the other way. Mayhew in on Phillips, takes the shot. Seconds left in the game. Here comes Gould. Shot! Score! Malcolm Gould wins the game! In overtime, 5-4, Michigan Tech. What a game here tonight. The Huskies win it.
Well, Malcolm Gould, he's the guy you want for the final shot of the game, and he found a way to get that past the goaltender.
Oh, I like your call there, Derek.
I told you I jumped 2 feet on that.
Well, the whole call, but yeah, the whole play originally started. We had an outnumbered rush, you know, with you know, just over a minute left. You know, we had basically a 4-on-2 coming in the offensive zone. Their defenseman stayed up on Tyler Hanen and stripped the puck of him. So now we've got four guys trapped in the offensive zone. The other defenseman who is on the ice is changing. Because, you know, we had a long shift.
Yeah.
It's that time to change. We had the puck. We think we're going to get it in deep. They've got a guy, Mayhew, and they did this a lot. You're just not whether on, but I think sometimes by design, but I'm not sure this one was. He was sort of slowly coming back up ice. Change of possession, turnover. They throw it right up, and we've got nobody back there. I mean, he was wide
red
open.
Line in.
Oh, red line in. And but that's why puck management is so critical. We call it the danger zone. From in both zones, the top of the circles, you draw imaginary line to the blue line, both zones. Those are danger zones because a lot of things happen in those areas. And in our zone, we have to make sure we get the puck. So many times you don't get it out and ends up in your net. And consequently, the other way, you don't get it deep, you turn it over there, they're going to get a great scoring chance. And that's what happened. And, you know, that's a save of the game. I mean, that can save your whole weekend, a save like that. And we've seen Jamie do it before. But big save, critical time. And then, obviously, they're trapped a little bit. They went for a change, and they had a few guys going. And we got quick up the puck, and, you know, we had a 2-on-1. And Malcolm wanted to pass it. He'll tell you. He wanted to pass it. Just look at everything. But as soon as their guy slid, sort of did the backslide, it takes that pass away, so he just shot it. And I can't tell you, it's one of his best shots, but, you know, just him holding on to the puck, freezing the goalie, and got it away quick, and obviously a huge goal.
It was a great goal, and, you know, just going back to the save that Jamie made, I love the fact that there's so very few moving parts with Jamie.
Right.
He didn't waste energy,
no.
You know, doing all this stuff, watching the guy making moves. He just was a pillar there. And Mayhew looked like he just had no idea what to do with the puck.
Right, yeah, if he would have got it up. But I think he thought he was quick enough to get across and have a little bit of room to sneak it under his pad. But he didn't, you know, and that's a big save. And I like Jamie's reaction. I mean, I've never seen him skate so fast. I mean, he when that puck went in the net at the other end, boy, he was – I think he beat guys off the bench between, you know, he was from one end all the way together Absolutely. Before other guys could get there. But you like to see that excitement. You like to see that energy. And, you know, we fought back. I liked a lot of things about our game. There's some things we got to clean up, obviously, but just the perseverance, you know, staying with it, you know, and finding a way to win that game because, there were times we were down and out in the game. And, you know, you hang around long enough and you find ways to pull out a win. And maybe that's a game we shouldn't have, couldn't have, whatever, but we found a way to get the job done.
Malcolm Gould, the game winner, his third of the season. Tyler Hannon gets an assist. CJ Eichen assist on the play. And I was talking to some relatives of Tyler's after the game, and they said that they told him, you better buy your goaltender a steak dinner for that.
Yeah, coach would have been real happy with that turnover. But, you know, and Tyler, no, a junior. Now, we have to get those things out of our game. You know, there's a time – you know, we like to give our guys a little bit of rope to make some plays and do some things coming in the offensive zone. We just don't want to be a dump and chase team. We want our forwards to have the confidence to make plays, but you have to manage the puck, manage the situation, and understand what's going on. Like, you know, drive the guy wide there, but as soon as he started cutting in, and you know, even our defensemen who joined the rush, we had a 3-on-2 already. You can follow it up, but just be careful. You know, I always tell the defensemen, you can't trust your forwards. You never know what they're going to do. So just be a little bit more careful. We don't mind you jumping up with the play, but just make sure that we have good possession and the numbers add up and there's no one behind you, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we got away with one maybe there. But, you know, having said that, is a fairly even game. You know, and we just got the last shot, and we made sure it went in.
Our goaltender beat their goaltender, basically.
Yeah, I think that game, for sure. For sure that night. And like I said, we're going to score goals, but we got to be better defensively. That's if you had to ask me, one thing that's the most alarming about our team right now is our overall team defense. Like last year, like I said, we were second in the country. Most of that starts with your goaltender, obviously, and your defenseman, and we have all our defensemen back. The one variable is that our centers are, and I'm not laying this all on them, our centers are obviously inexperienced. We had 12 games between all four of our centers, and they do most of the, you know, not most of it, but they really help out and do a lot of things in our defensive zone. So, but a lot of the goals aren't coming even from that. It's just the turnovers, the transition when we have the puck, you know, and we have to get better at that. We're beating ourselves right now, and we've got to learn to get better with the puck and play on the right side.
Sounds good. Huskies win it. 5-4 overtime for the third win of the season. We'll wrap up Saturday night's game against Ferris State right after this. I get your questions in. Mel Pearson will be answering them later on in the hour. It's DJ at the mix93.com.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. New breakfast bar hours are 9 until 1 Saturday and Sundays. With the same great price starting as low as $8.95 for adults, $5.95 for kids. The breakfast bar includes all your favorites. Sausage, bacon, eggs, French toast, casserole, pancakes, potatoes, gravy, and biscuits. Fresh fruit and dessert will also include coffee and soda. Other tasty items will be available a la carte, like stuffed waffles, smoked salmon egg benedict, bagels and lox, plus new items weekly. Taste something great at the library.
Two things go hand-in-hand in the Copper Country in November. That's the hunting season and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Bucko has everything you need to get through hunting season. Pick up your ORV and DNR licenses. Deer feed, 4 bags for only $20. Stock up the cooler with a store full of pop and beer. Specials including all 24 and 30 packs of beer on sale and price to move. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Bucko's Party Store. All sales do not include tax and deposit. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Welcome back live here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are talking to Coach Pearson about Saturday night's game in which the Huskies fall to Ferris State by a score of 3-2. Much better game overall, though, by the Huskies, right, Coach?
No question. I thought we cleaned up a lot of things from Friday night, just mainly playing on the right side of the puck, took better care of the puck, managed the puck better. You'll hear me talk about that a lot this year, what we do with the puck, where we put the puck. You have to understand the situation, reading the situation.